Today's shiur is a Masechet Pesachim on Daf Chav Beis. We will begin on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the words at the end of the line, Bishlam L'Rab Meir. In yesterday's shiur, we had a machloikis between Chizkiya and Rab Avua as to whether something which is Asur Bachila is automatically also Asur Bahanor or not. Chizkiya told us in yesterday's shiur, that minayin l'chametz b'pesach she'asur b'anah. How do we know that chametz on Pesach is asur b'anah? And there was a special pasuk which said she'nemar lo ye'ochel chametz, and we interpreted to mean lo yehei boy heter achila. Chizkiya was of the opinion that since the Torah didn't use what would normally have been used, the word lo yoichal chametz or lo soichal chametz, you should not eat chametz, but rather lo yeochal, it should not be eaten chametz. This comes to mean that you shouldn't even have hanoh from chametz, and as Rashi explained, that stam hanois l'dei achila heim bo, shalaykeich b'domim dover machal, that having hanoh from something is a tangible thing, it's worth money, and I could sell the hanoh, I could get money for it, and with that I could buy some chametz to eat. So when the Torah said lo ye ochel, that it should not be eaten, not only was it referring to eating chametz itself, it was even referring to having hanoh, which could lead to eating chametz. Now, we can deduce from what Chizkiya told us that had the Torah said the word lo yoichal chametz, we would not have known that chametz is also asur b'hanah. Then it would just mean that chametz is asur only b'achila. It is only because the Torah used the special word lo yoichal that it also includes an isur hanah. And this is a mechulik in this swara with Rav Avua, because Rav Avua said that kol makim shenemer lo yoichal lo soichal lo soichlu echad isra achila v'echad isra hano b'mashma. Rav Avua is of the opinion that any form of the word achila, whether it's lo yoichal lo soichal lo soichlu, any way would also have included the iser of hanoah. So this is a basic machlokas. Whenever you find in the Torah on a certain item, lo yoichal, does that include an iser hanoah automatically as well, or it does not? We also had a machlokas in yesterday's Amud between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. How to understand the heter, the permission to have hanoah, pleasure from an avela, an animal which died without proper shechita. Because it was Rab Meir's opinion that when the Torah said, lo sochul kol nevela legerisha b'shirecha titnena v'achola, oy mechor l'nachri, the Torah was telling us two ways in which nevela, there could be a heter of hanoah. One way was to give it to a ger, and Rashi explained that this is a ger toishav. This is a ger who is careful not to serve avodah zorah, and yet he eats nevelo. So you can give the nevela to a ger, or you could sell it to a goy. But Rav Meir said that actually you could do the reverse also. You can give it to a goy, or you could sell it to a ger. And that's what he said in yesterday's shir. Ein li ela leger benesinu lenachri b'mechira. How do I know leger b'mechir minayin? Talmud loimer leger sher b'sherecha titnena mechor. So the two verbs that the Torah used, one of giving, titnena, and one of selling, according to Rav Meir's interpretation, can go not like the simple pshat. The simple pshat is that titnena refers to the ger and mechor refers to the nachri. According to Rav Meir's interpretation, however, titnena oy mechor, you could either give it as a present or sell it to who? To the ger who's mentioned at the beginning of the pasuk. And likewise, we learn that these two verbs are used for the end of the pasuk. Titnena oy mechor, you can give it or sell it to who? To a goy. And memele it comes out that nimtzas oymer echad ger v'echad nachri bein b'mechira bein b'mesina. It comes out that the Torah, according to Rav Meir's interpretation, allowed you to sell or give as a present an avela both to a ger and to a nachri. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with this, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, devorim kiksavim, you have to give this hanoah precisely the way the Torah prescribes it. Lager benesina, to a ger toishav, you have to give it, you cannot sell it, and to a nachri, you cannot give it b'mechira, it has to be bedafka b'mechira. Now, based on this chazorah of what we learned yesterday, we can begin today's shir. Begins the Gemara 8 lines from the bottom. Bishlam l'Rab Meir. It's good according to Rab Meir. Da Amar, who said, Echad Ger, Vechad Nachri, Bein B'mechira, Bein B'nesina, that to a Ger or to a Nachri, you can both sell it or give it as a present, then it's good. What Rav Avuah learned, that an Isser Achila, when it says Lo Yoichal, it includes an Isser Hanoa as well. Why is that so? Because mid the Itzrich Kral the Mishra Nevela Banoa. Since the Torah had to go out of its way to permit a Nevela in Hanoa by selling it to a Goy or to a Ger, or by giving it to a Goy or to a Ger, so we can deduce from this that Nevela is an exception. Ha Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, but all other Isurin in the Torah where it says Lo Yoichal, Asurin, Bein Bachila, Bein Banoa. They are prohibited both in eating and also in having pleasure from it. And Nevela thus is an exception to the rule. El Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda Domar, who argued on Rabbi Meir, and he said, L'dvorm kiksavim hudasa, that the Torah is telling you precisely how you have to administer this hanah, only by giving it to a ger or selling it to a nachri, but not vice versa. So, ha, kol yisurin shabbat Torah, minole dasurin banah. So, if so, we don't have the deduction which we have according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, where it is mutter both to a goy and to a ger to sell it and to give it. So then, the reason the Torah said this was as an exception to the rule. The rule is that an Isra Achila is Asra and Achila and an Anah, and the veil is an exception. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that we're trying to learn out an exception to the rule, but rather the Torah is telling you precisely how to administer this Hanah, and it could very well be that all Isurim in the Torah would be Mutter B'Hanah. Why did the Torah have to tell you that Nevel is Mutter Banah? Not for the general rule that Nevel is Mutter Banah, but rather to teach you how it's Mutter Banah. It's Mutter either Nesina to a Ger, or B'mechira to a Goy. That's why the Torah had to say it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Avuah know that B'chol HaTorah Kula, all Isuri Achila are also Isuri Hanah? This is the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, Nafkali Melekel, Tashlichon Isai. He will learn it from the Pasuk concerning the Trefa, that a Trefa you give to a dog. And we make a deduction, and now we turn to the Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Oisoi, it, the Trefa Atomash L'Kalef. That is the Isser Achila which we give to a dog. And if my pet has the Trefa, I'm having pleasure that my pet is eating. That's the permissible Hanoa, only by Trefa. But the Atomash L'Kalef, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. But all other Yisurin Shabbat Torah, where there is a Lo Yoichal, so over there, it is included in the Isser Achila, that it is also Osir Banoa, and you cannot give it to a Kelv. So we learn out this din, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from Trefa, from the word Oisoi. So Rashi asked the question, why do we have to learn it from the extra word Oisoi? Why can't we just learn it from the concept itself? Let's say the Torah had only said La Kelv Tashlichon. So then I could say, just like I learned by Nevela, just like by Nevela according to Rabbi Meir. Well, it was a deduction. It is mutter to a ger and to a goy to give hanah, but that's only by nevela, but by all other isurim in the Torah, it is osur b'achila and banah. We could do the same deduction here. Trefa is mutter to give to a dog, even without the word isoi. Lakalif tashlichon, give it to a goy, to a dog, and we could deduce that the Torah only gave this heter by trefa, but by all other isurim, it's osur banah also. Why does the Gemara look for the extra word of isoi? So answers Rashi, and we have this on the third line of the top Rashi, amina krala mitzvase yitzach. I would think that the pasuk is going because there's a special mitzvah to give trefa to a dog. Why? She'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapech schar kol beri, Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back the reward of any creature. And by Mitzrayim, it says, lo yechretz kal v'shayni, that no dog barked when the Klal Yisrael, during Makkos Bechoros, and when Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim. And therefore, lefika chichbita Torah liten scharoi. That's why the Torah was makbet. So it's not for the, without the word I say, we would say that the Torah told us lekalav tashlichan not to deduce that only here is lekalav tashlichan, but by no other isurim. We couldn't make the same deduction as by nevela, but rather I would say, you know why the Torah told lekalav tashlichan? Because the Torah wants to tell you, Rashi calls it a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give treifa to a dog as a reward for not barking. And in fact, Rashi says that we treat a dog better than a goy here for this schar of loyechutz kalvishani. Because to a goy we sell an avela, and to a kelev we give the treifa. And a treifa, since it's a treifa is shechted, it is slaughtered according to the halacha, and then you found that there was some defect in the animal, that's considered, the meat is considered better than of an animal that died without shechita. And who do we give the treifa to a dog? So that's the reason why the Torah would tell you. Therefore, I need oisoi to tell you that it's only oisoi, it, treifa, goes to a dog, but by all other research of the Torah, it would be osur bahanoah, and you would not be able to give it to a dog. The Sfas Emes asks the question, if Rashi calls this a mitzvah, so why don't we find that any of the Monei HaMitzvah, the Rambam, the Bahag, the Ramban, no one listed one of the Taryag mitzvahs to give treifah to a dog? So the answer, says the Sfas Emes, is that Rashi is only saying that it's a mitzvah if we don't have the word Isai. But now that we do have the word Isai, then in fact the whole pasuk is just coming to tell you that it is given to as a hanor to a dog. It's not a mitzvah. According to the maskana that we learned from Isai, it is in fact not a mitzvah. And therefore none of the monia mitzvah counted as a mitzvah. And the pasuk is merely saying it is given to a dog, but all other Yisurim Shem Torah are not given to a dog. Continues the Gemara of Rab Meir. According to Rab Meir, that we learned that how do you know all Yisurim Shabbatar are Asur Behanah from Nevela? He was able to learn it from Nevela. So why do I need the word Oisoi by Treifa? What's it teaching us? Oisoi Atomashal Kalev. You only can send a Treifa to a Kalev. Atomashal Kalev, Chulin Shenishchetu Bazara. But you cannot send to a dog Chulin that was Shechted Bazara. So Rashi brings down. Where you have in the middle of Rashi where it says Dvorim Yud Beis, Rashi brings the pasuk Ki Yirchak Mimcha Amakom V'Zavachta V'Chalta. The pasuk is speaking about when can you shecht an animal chulin and eat it. So the Torah tells us Berichuk Makom Dahainu Chutz L'Machan Hashchina. I'm reading from Rashi. Atozaveich V'Oichel. You can eat chulin when it's outside of the Machan Hashchina. But V'Yatozaveich V'Oichel B'Kirv Makom. But when it's close, when it's not Berichuk Makom, when it's inside the Beis Hamikdash, there you're not allowed to shecht chulin in the Azara. And so we know it's an iser to shecht it, to eat it. And Rashi explains to us that since it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, lo yoichal, you shouldn't eat this, there, if it would say lo yoichal, then according to Rab Meir, according to Rab Avua, wherever it says lo yoichal, it means an iser ano also. But since this iser achil is not written beferish here, it's only learnt out from a diuk, from the words of ki yirchak mcha mokoim, that it's usher when it's close, it's only mutter chulin when it's far away. So since it's not beferish in the Torah that you shouldn't eat it, therefore I need a special limud that this is prohibited to have hanoah from. If it would say lo yoichel, then it would be automatic that it's asur banoah, according to Rav Avua. But since this is not written beferish, I need a special pasuk to tell me that only a treifa you can have hanoah from, but not chulin shenishchet bazara. And Rashi says that they're really the same idea. What does it mean, the same idea? That it's going outside of a mechitza. In other words, he brings the Gemara in Chulin, that if an animal a pregnant cow, let's say, so the calf sticks its arm out, and then we do shechita on the mother, so we know uber yerechimoy, the child, the embryo is considered a part of the mother, and the shechita on the mother helps for the embryo. But it does not help for the hand that is stuck out. That hand that is stuck out has a din of a treifa. So that treifa, where it went out of the boundary of its mother's stomach, it went out, that is not permitted to be eaten, but it is permitted to have anoa, because that's a treifa, and by treifa, din always is lakelef tashlich nesai. But there's another iser which has to do with boundaries. And what iser is that? Chulin shenishchik to bazara. Here, instead of going out of the boundary, instead of the animal putting its hand out of its mother's stomach, here it's going into a boundary. Rashi explains, meaning it's going from richug makom, far away where it should have been shechted. It's going inside the boundary of the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Azara, it's not supposed to be there. And on that on that change of the boundary, there the din is that is Asur Bano, only Trefa is Mutar Bano, but not Chulin Shenishchet Bazar. Ve'idach, the one who learned from Oisoi that all Isur in the Torah are Asur Bano, except for Trefa. So where does he know this halach of Rav Meir, that Chulin Shenishchet Bazar is Asur Bano? He can't use the word Oisoi, he needs it for something else. Ve'idach Chulin Shenishchet Bazar lav deraisahi. Chulin that are Shach Nazara, not the Isser is not the Raisa. Vada the Isser is an Isser the Raisa. You can't eat him at a Raisa. Rashi explains the Isser Hanoa is only Midrabbanan. This is a question, and he's going like the Mandi Yarmid, the Chulin Shenishchet Bazara is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, he doesn't need a Pasuk to prohibit the Isser Hanoa by Chulin Shenishchet Bazara. Masav Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha had a question on Rav Avua. Again, Rav Avua's shita is that wherever it says lo yoichel notar, it includes Isser Hanoa also. V'aregira nasha, what about the sciatic nerve that you have to remove from an animal? Even in a kosher animal, you're not allowed to eat the gira nasha. D'rachman omer, the Torah said, al kein lo yoichel b'nei Yisrael se gira nasha, therefore Jews do not eat the gira nasha. So it uses the word lo yoichel. So according to Rav Avua's principle, wherever it says lo yoichel, it should also mean that you can't have Hanoa from it. Utanam, we learned in the Mishnah, in Chulin, Sharleach Adam Yerech L'Nachri, a person's allowed to send a thigh to a goy. V'gid Anasha B'Soich, a Jew can send a thigh to a goy, even though it has a Gid Anasha in it. He did not remove the Gid Anasha. We're not afraid that another Jew will see the Jew giving it to the goy. And he'll know that this is Jewish kosher meat. And he will assume that the Jew has taken out the Gid Anasha, and then he'll go to the Goy, and he'll say, I want to buy this piece of meat, and he'll, Chas v'Shalom, eat the Gid Anasha. We're not worried about that. Why? Mipnei Shemekai Meniker, because it's very clear and obvious if the Gid Anasha was removed or not. So we assume 100% that this Jew will look at the place where the Gid Anasha is, and he will be able to see, was it removed or was it not removed? Therefore, you're allowed to send this Yerech to a Nachri with the Gid Anasha inside. But meanwhile, you're sending it to a Goy. When you send something to a Goy, that's considered that you have pleasure. You have business relationships with the Goy, and therefore you want to give him a present. So we see that there's no Isser Hanoa on Gid Anasha. It says lo yoichlu, and Rav Avua told us that wherever it says lo yoichlu, it includes Isser Hanoa. So, and for the Gemara, Kesav Rav Avua, is of the opinion, kishehutra nevela, when the Torah permitted nevela with Hanoa, it was not only the nevela itself, but he, the piece of meat, the chalba, and the fat, the gido, and the giranasha, that's all part of the nevela which the Torah permitted. And since the Torah is permitting the gid by nevela, so hu adin, the gid will be mutter when it's not nevela, when it's kosher as well. Since we see a heter of nevela, that it's mutter bahano, and that heter nevela includes the gid, so once it includes the gid, Rashi says it'll be mutter by a kosher animal as well. Gida, the chalba, the gida, hutra as well. Freit the Gemara. Ha nicha, this is a good pshat, leman diyomer, yesh begidin benois and tam, that the gidim have a taste of meat. Elo leman diyomer, eng begidin benois and tam, but according to the man diyomer who says that gidim do not have a taste of meat, my ikla meymar, it's just a piece of wood, it's like eitz ba'alma, what can you say? In other words, there's a machlokus whether gidim have taste of meat or not. If you cook a gid anasha with other meat, are you involved in a kashrus problem of the taste of the gid going into the rest of the meat? And you'll have all kinds of questions. Is the taste nullified, is it bottle, all hilchas taruvas that we have in Yoredeya. So do we have such a problem when you cook the gid with other meat? Or do we say, no, ain't beginning but nice time. It's like a piece of wood, and it does not give over any taste, and you have no problem. That's a machlokas. So if I hold yesh beginning but nice and time, there is a taste of meat in a gid, then I could say what you just said before, that what? That once the Torah permitted nevela, it not only permitted the meat, it permitted the fat, and it also permitted the nevela in the gid, because the gid also has taste of meat, which is nevela. But if you hold ain beginning of nice time, it's a piece of wood, so just because the Torah was matin nevela, bahanoah, mehechates, from where should I think that the piece of gid is also permitted by noah? Ma'ik lemeimer, the Gemara answers, man shamed leidomer ain beginim benayis tam. Who's the one who holds that a gid is a piece of wood and has no taste? Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon. The son who we learned in a brayso, ha'oichel migid anosh shel behemah tameah, someone who ate a gid anosh from a tamei non-kosher animal. Reb Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Reb Yehuda says you chayev two things. One, you're chayev for a non-kosher animal. And second, you're chayev for gid anosh. But Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon poiters not only from behema tmeya, he also potters it from gid anasha. So in other words, Reb Shimon holds there's no iser of behema tmeya because a gid doesn't have any tam. So there's no meat in. You can't say that the gid is usher because it's a piece of meat from a non-kosher animal. This is not considered a piece of meat. This is a piece of wood, eitz ba'alma. So there's no iser of behemah tmeya, because ain begidin benais and tam. However, Reb Shimon says a bigger chiddush, there's no iser of gid either. There's no iser gid anasha. Because when did the Torah iser gid anasha, according to his opinion? That's only by kosher meat. But by non-kosher meat, the Torah never iser gid anasha. So Reb Shimon is the one who says that ain begidin benais and tam. So Reb Shimon achinami de iser bana. Reb Shimon l'shitasai holds that gid anasha is iser bana. The sani we learned in a brisa, Gid anasha mutter bana, divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Iser. Rabbi Yehuda holds Gid anasha's mutter bana, and Rabbi Shimon holds a tasser. So Rashi explains, it comes out beautiful as she tasser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yesh begidin benais and tam, so if nevela is mutter, then it means that the Torah permitted Gid anasha by nevela, which also has tam nevela, and therefore from there we learn out that Gid anasha's mutter bana. Mashi Ankin, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that ain begidin benais and tam, and that's why when you eat a gid anash of a non-kosher animal, you're potter. But on the other hand, it will be asur bana, because there is no heter of nevela. That's where we learn how a gid anash should be mutter bana from nevela. If I hold aim begin but nice and tam, then I don't get the heter of nevela, because I'm dealing with a piece of wood. Eitz ba'alma, memele enechanami, Reb Shimon l'shitasai holds it's asur to have hana from a gid anash. The Gemara continues to ask a question on Rabba Vua. Vare Dam, what about Dam Derachman Amr? By the way, before we go to Dam, Gid Anasha, the Rishonim asked a question, what's this machlokas, whether Yesh begin with nice time? Is it a machlokas in Metzias? Is it, give it to a goy, and let a goy taste that if you cook a Gid Anasha together with other meat, will the Gid Anasha have taste of the meat, or will it taste like a piece of wood? You're able, so what is it, is it a machlokas in what the physical property is of a Gid? So there's two approaches here in the Rishonim. The Rajban Chulin says that everybody agrees that there is a taste of meat in Metzias. Physically, there is a taste of meat, but it's a weak taste. The question is this weak taste enough halachically to make a problem of tam, which you have with regular meat? That's how the Rajba understands it. The Maram Chalva answers that everybody holds the opposite, that ain begidin benayis tam. It really is a piece of, like a piece of wood. However, it's attached to a piece of meat. The question is that piece of meat considered part of the gid anasha or not? So the one who holds the yesh begidin benayis tam says, since it's connected to the meat, and that meat has a din of gid anasha, then the whole gid is considered that it has tam. And if you say that that piece of meat is not considered part of the gid anasha, then the gid in fact remains an eitz ba'alma. Continues the Gemara, v'arei dam, d'rachman amar kol nefesh mecham loisoichel dam. You shouldn't eat any dam. So again, it uses the word loisoichel. According to Rabbi Avuda, that means you can't have anah. Utsunan, we learn
learned in the Mishnah, Elu v'Elu misarvim ba'ama. Rashi explains that both the blood, shiori adam, the remnants of the dam of the chates apnimi, that whose blood was sprinkled in the heichal, and then when you had leftover dam, you pour it on the western base of the mizbeach hachitzon, that's outside of the heichal, that's in the Azora, and also the Shiori Adam of the Chattas HaChitzonius, the ones that are slaughtered and brought on the Mizbeach outside, their leftover dam after you sprinkled, according to the Halacha, the leftover dam is likewise poured on the Yisoid, on the base of the outside Mizbeach, but on the southern section of the Mizbeach. Those two bloods, they leave the base, they go through, as Rashi explains, two holes in the base of the Mizbeach, they go to the Ritzpah, to the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and then they mix together, they go through the Amma, which was a channel, and it was called Amma because it was one Amma wide, and then it flowed out into the Nachal Kidron, into the Kidron Valley. So let's go back to the Gemara. Tanan, we learned, Elu ve'elu, both of these Shiori Adam of the Chattas Chitzoyin and the Chattas Apnimi, Misarvim Bom, and they get together in the channel, V'yoytz in the Nachal Kidron, and what happens with the blood then? V'nimcharon leganon in Lizevel, they're sold to gardeners for fertilizer. Umoy Allenboy, before the gardener can use it, he has to pay the Beis HaMikdash because it has Kedusha on it. So once though he pays, then there's no more Kedusha on it, he's allowed to use it. Wait a second, what about the Isser Dam? How can he have Anoah from using it and use it on his garden? He's having Anoah from Dam, and Dam should be Osir Banoah. According to Rav Avuha's Halacha, that wherever it says Lo Yoichel, it includes an Isser Anoah as well. So L'chaira, how could it be Mutter Banoah over here? And for the Gemara, shiny dam, dam is different. The Iskla Shlomayim, we find that dam is compared to water. The Chsev, Loisech Lanu, you should not eat, you should not drink or eat blood. Alor, Sish, Mechana Kamayim, you should pour it on the floor like water. Ma, Mayim, Mutorim, Aftam, Mutter. Just like water is Mutter Banoah, dam is also Mutter Banoah. Afraid the Gemara, Ve'ema Kamayim, Hamis, Naschim, Algabim, Mizbech. Maybe it's speaking about the water that we use in Nisach HaMayim that's caught in a Kli Shores, and it has Kedush on it, and that water is Usur Bahana. So Tosis explains, the Gemara is not trying to say that that's why Dam should be Usur Bahana, because it's like Mayim that is in a Klisharis. Why Dam would be Usur Bahana is Pashit, like Rav Avuha learns, Lo Yoichal should include an Isur Hano as well. The Gemara is just trying to say, you're trying to compare it to water to make it Mutur Bahana, but maybe it's not compared to regular water, it's compared to water in the klisharis, and therefore we'll go back to the original principle that wherever it says la'yoychel, it should asur bahano as well. So the question comes back: why isn't dam asur bahano? Rabbi Avuha tries to defend his opinion, and he says, "Kamayim, you know what it means that dam is like water. Roiv mayim, most water is not in a klisharis." And therefore, most water is poured on the floor, and it is mutter in Hanoah, the same thing dam. The Gemara asks a question: Midi roiv mayim ksiv? Does the Torah say most water? It says water, so maybe in fact it's the water that's in the klisharis. Elo amar Rav Ashi kemayim anishpachim v'loy kemayim anisachim. The Torah is comparing it to spilled out water. Water that is in a klisharis, that is not called spilled water. That is called water that's used in the libations on the mizbeach. That's Mayim Nisachin, has a different terminology, and therefore the water we're talking about is plain water. The Gemara asks the question of Eima Kamayim and Nishpachim Nei Avodah Zarah. I'll find you water that's poured, that's Usur. Which water is that? The one that's poured in front of an idol. The Gemara answers, no. Hasanami Nisachikri. That water that's poured in front of Avodah Zarah is also not called spilled water, Nishpachin. It's called water used for libations in front of the idol. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yishtu Yayin, they'll drink wine, Nisicham, of their libations. And this refers over there to water, and therefore therefore plain water is not referred to as nisach, it's referred to nishpach, and therefore dam is mutter banah. Afraid the Gemara as we turn to the Chav Beis and Mebeis, or the Chizkiah according to Chizkiah, who we learned before that lo yoichel does not mean automatically that it's Asur Banah. How do I know by Chometz by Pesach that it's Asur Banah? Only because it says lo yeochel. According to Chizkiel, why do I need a comparison of Dam Lamayim? Even without a comparison of Dam Lamayim, Dam would be Mutter Bano, according to Chizkiel's principle, that La Yoichel does not automatically include an Isra Hano. To get more answers, you know why I need a comparison of Dam Lamayim. Look at Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. To Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yoichel. Minayin, Ludam Kotchim, Shena Machshir. We know that there are seven items, seven liquids that make food, we've had this many times, make it mukhshir lekabel tumah, it gets ready to be mekabel tumah. And if there's an acronym to remember it, Yad Shachad Dam. Yud is Yayin. Dalit is Hani Dvash of the Vorm of bees. The Shin is Shemen Zayis, olive oil. The Ches is Chol of milk. Tes is Tal Du. The Dalit is Dam, blood. And the Mem is Mayim. So does the Dalit, the Dam, does that include Dam Kochim to make food mukhshir lekabel tumah? So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Dam Kochim is not Machshir Shenemer. Loi Seich Lana Don Nid, Allah Yishmach Kanu Kamayim, you should pour it on the floor like water. Dam Shen Nishmach Kamayim Machshir, Shein Nishmach Kamayim, Ein Machshir. Which water is one of the seven liquids that is Machshir food lekabel tumah? That's only water that's spilled on the floor. But water which is not spilled on the floor, which is caught in a klishoris, and then it's used to sprinkle on the mizbeach, such dam is not machshir lekabel tumah. That's what I need, the comparison of dam to mine. Now the Gemara asks the question again on Rabbi Avua. Varei Eivr Menachai, the Isser of eating a piece of an animal, a limb of an animal that's alive, the Siv. It says over there, Loi Soichal HaNefesh HaBosser, don't eat the Nefesh HaBosser. So it uses the word Loi Soichal. So Loi Soichal, according to Rabbi Avua, means automatically there's an Isser Anu as well. V'tani, we learned in Braisa, Rab Nosson, Oimer, Minai, Inshlo Yoshir, Adam Koisi, Anla Nazir. How do I know that a person should not hand a cup of wine to a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine? And also, a person should not hand an Eivr Menachai, a piece of a living animal, b'nei noach, to a goy who's not allowed to eat Eivr Menachai. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, v'lif ne'ivr le'sit mishul, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. In other words, don't make a person commit an avera. But let's say I would be handing this Eivr Menachai to a dog. That would be permitted. There's no problem with Eivr by a dog. Holoklovim. Shari. That means you can give Hanoah with Eivr Menachai to a dog. It says Leisoichel, and Rabbi Avua says wherever it says Leisoichel, it means Isra Hanoah also. And for the Gemara Shani Eivr Menachai, this is Kedam. Eivr Menachai is compared to Dam. Because in the same pasuk that it says you shouldn't eat dam, in fact, let's review quickly the order of the psukim. First, it says zavachtum b'karchum etzayincha, you should shecht your animals, and then it says rak chazak levilti achol adam, you shouldn't eat the blood, and then it says leisoich lanav shem abasur, you shouldn't eat an eivr menachai. So since it has in the same pasuk eivr menachai together with the isser of dam. And we learned that dam is mutter b'no. So who adin? Eivr Menachai is also an exception. It's mutter b'no. Where do I see Eivr Menachai compared to dam? The siv it says in the pasuk rak chazak levilti achol adam, and right next to it it says loisoich lanefesh imabosser. And the pasuk continues ki adam hu anefesh, and therefore it's mutter b'no like dam. Afraid the Gemara, Ula Chizkiah, according to Chizkiah, who learns that wherever it says Lo Yoichel, it does not include Hanoah. So Lomai Hilchase Ishkis Eivr Menachai Adam. So I don't need a comparison from Eivr Menachai Adam to be Matir Eivr Menachai and Hanoah, because it only says in the Torah Lo Yoichel Anavshim Abasar. According to Chizkiah, Lo Yoichel means only eating, not Hanoah. So why, in fact, did the Torah compare Eivr Menachai to Dam? Amar Lach, he answers you, not Eivr Menachai is compared to Dam, just the opposite. Dam, who the Ishkis Eivr Menachai. According to my understanding, it's dumb that it's compared to Eivr Menachai. Ma Eivr Menachai Osir, just like Eivr Menachai is Osir, Av Dam Menachai Osir. Because as Rashi explains, I would have thought, as we mentioned before, the order of the Pesukim, the first Pasuk is, Vizavachtum Ibkarchum Itzayincha. I would think that when the Torah continues and says, Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam, you know what it's referring to? To Vizavachtum Ibkarcha. When your animal is dead, then you're not allowed to eat Dam. But when your animal is alive, maybe you're allowed to. If Dam flows out, you're allowed to. So we say, no, Dam is compared to Eivr Menachai. Just like Eivr Menachai, it's usur to take a limb from a living animal, so to Dam Menachai is also usur. Ve'eze, and which blood is prohibited when it's alive? Zed Dam HaKaza, this Dam of bloodletting. Sha'nefesh Yaitzaboy, Rashi tells us there are four, the more increases, tells us there are Dalid Mine Damim, there are four different bloods that come out of an animal, and only some of them are considered, as the Gemara in there increases, elaborates which ones are considered nefesh yoytzeboy, that the soul of the animal goes out through that blood. It's that blood is usur when it comes out even from a living animal. Now this question, till now we've had mostly questions on Rabbi Avuha Shita. Now we're going to have a question that goes on both Rabbi Avuha and Chizkiya. Because even Chizkiya is mitzvah to Rabbi Avuha, then when the Torah says lo ye'ochel, it also includes what? An Isser Hanah. Here I have a lo ye'ochel that does not include an Isser Hanah. So this is going to be a question both according to Rabbi Avuha, and certainly on Rabbi Avuha it's going to be a question, because he says any language of Achila prohibits Hanah. But even on Chizkiya, who says any language of Achila does not prohibit Hanah, but lo ye'ochel, we learned by chametz, it prohibits hanah. So why is Shor HaNiskel that the Torah says, the Rechman Amar, lo ye'ochel es besara, you shouldn't eat its flesh. V'tanya, mimash mishanem esokel, yusokel ashor. The Pasuk says, let's read the Pasuk, v'chi yigach shor es isha es isha. If an animal gores a man or a woman who mace and the person dies, sokel yusokel ashor, you should stone the shore, that's Shor HaNiskel, v'lo ye'ochel es besara, and you should not eat its flesh, ubala shor naki, and the owner of the shor is clean. We'll soon explain what that naki means. So, mimash mishanem are sokol yisokol ashor. Eini yodei she nevela. Don't I know it's nevela? Unevela asur b'achila. And nevela is asur b'achila. If you stoned it, you didn't shech the shor. So it's a nevela. It's asur b'achila. Umatam oimer lo yo'achol. What did the Torah have to tell you? Don't eat it. Of course you can't eat it. It's nevela. So magid lo chakosu. The Torah is teaching you to follow it. She'im shochtoi la'achar shenigmar esdinoi. That if after Bezdin made a gemar din, that this shor has to be stoned, and then the person went ahead, and before the Bezdin could stone it, he took out a shoichet's knife and he shechted the animal. It's 100% a good shechita and it's a kosher shechita. Could he eat this or not? The Torah tells you that it's usur. Ein li ela b'achila. That's what the Torah is saying. Don't eat this shor, even if they did not do skila to the shor and you shechted it. Ein li ela b'achila b'anah minah. And how do you know that such a shor, haniskel, is also usur b'anah? That's the last phrase of the pasuk. Tamaloimer ubala shor naki. The owner of the shor is free. How do I see from those words, my mashma, that means that it's asur b'anah? Shimon ben Zoymer Ada, Oymer, Shimon ben Zoymer says, ka'odim sharm l'chaveri. Like a person says to his friend, yotza ploini nakim l'chasev. He was cleaned out. In other words, he has nothing left. He's not allowed to eat it. He's not even allowed to have pleasure from it. Ve'ein loy bohem hanah shaklom. He can have no hanah from this shor haniskel. Time at a cost of the Gemara now asks a question both on Rabbi Avuha and Chizkiya. Time at a cost of Baal Shor Naki. The only way I know that it's Osir Bahanah is because the Torah used the words Baal Shor Naki. The Imi Loye Ochel, if it would only be from the words Loye Ochel, Isser Achila Mashma, Isser Ano Loy Mashma. So it would come out that since I need the phrase of Baal Shor Naki, that there's an Isser Ano, but from Loye Ochel itself, I would only think it's an Isser Achila, not an Isser Ano. Question on Rabbi Avuha. Certainly on Rabbi Avuha, who says any language of Achila means Anoa, a prohibition, but even on Chizki it says Lo Yachel. Why is it different than Chametz, which is Asur B'Anoa, because Lo Yachel, here it also says Lo Yachel, so it should be Asur Anoa. It's a question on both. The Gemara answers, Lo Ilum Lo Yachel Isra Achila V'Isra Anoa Mashma. You're right. If it says Lo Yachel, in fact, it's both an Isra Achila and an Isra Anoa. Ubal Hashor Naki. So why did the Torah add the phrase? Baal Hashor Naki, that's for something else. La Anoas Oiro Yehuda Asa. Not only can't you eat it, not only can't you have pleasure, but you can't even have pleasure from the skin. The itzrich, and I need to say that extra phrase. Why? I would have thought the Torah is telling me don't eat the flesh, besori in, I rely, but I could use the skin. You're cleaned out, you can't have pleasure from the meat, and you can't have pleasure from the skin either. Freg the Gemara, lahanach tanoi to those tanoim. Which we find the Masecht above a comma. The Mafgilel HaKorol, the Drasha Achronit. They use the Pasuk of Baal Shor Naki for another Drasha. And what is the other Drasha? L'chatzi Kaifer. That a short time who was only warned one time. He only killed somebody one time. So if Ashur kills a person three times, and as if Bezdin didn't get a chance to do Shor and Niskel on this shore, they didn't give Skila, and the shore ran away, and meanwhile he killed three people, the din is that not only does the shore die when you catch the shore, but the owner has to pay Kaifer. There's a question, is the Kaifer from the person who was killed, how much he's worth, or is Kaifer the owner, the value of the shore, but Atam, who only killed one time, I would think, just like for Hezek, Atam pays half, so by Kaifer he also pays half. No, Baal Ashur Naki is free, he doesn't have to pay Chatzi Kaifer. And also Lidmei Vladois, and also for the value of children. The din is, if a person accidentally killed the children of a pregnant woman, he has to pay the value of those children. But if Ashur does it, we say, no, Baal Ashur Naki doesn't have to pay that. So if you learn Baal Ashur Naki for these Limudim, Hanoas Ari Manolo, how do you know the pleasure of the skin that you can't have a no because you're using the pasuk for something else? Nafkalu me'es besaroi, that you're not allowed to eat. The Torah says lo yoichel es besaroi, es hatoful besaroi, that which is secondary to the meat, which is the skin, that's included in the iser. What about the other person? The idach. What about the other shita who's learning it from Baal Ashur Naki? Why doesn't he learn it from Es Besaroi? Es Loi Darish. He doesn't make a drush of Es. And now the Gemara relates a famous thing, that there's a big machlokas whether you darshan the word Es, because you can use the pasuk without Es, and if you put an Es, is it teaching you something or is it not teaching you something? Kedisani, we learned. Shimon Amsuni said the following. Va'amrulan, some say it, that was Nechemiah Amsuni. Ho'yodoy Rish Kol Esim Shebatayra. He darshaned all the Esim that they are marba something in the Torah. But then he got stuck. Kivin Shigil, Es Hashem Lekechatira Pirish. When he said, you have to fear Hashem, and it used the word Es, then he separated. And that's it. I'm wrong. As Rashi says, what is there more arba liyira imoy? What can I fear besides Hashem? So you know what he said? Everything that I learned my whole life, my whole thesis, all the svarim that I wrote to Darshan S, throw it away. It's wrong. Amru loy talmid of Rebbe. Kol esim shedarash to matelem. What's going to be with your whole library of books that you svarim you wrote to Darshan all the S? Amar lahem kishem shekabalti schala drisha kachani mekabel schala prisha. Just like I get reward for darshaning all those S's when I thought it was right, now that I'm stuck and there's a refutation of my thesis, throw it out, I'm going to get schar for separating and not darshaning. Ad shebor Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came, v'dorash, es Hashem alekecha tira, l'rabois talmid chacham, as Rashi says, shehei moire rabuch, as Chazal tell us, ke moire shemayim. There is an es that you could darshan, even for Hashem, and that's your Rebbe. So the Kotzke Rebbe said a famous witism, which is, es Hashem alekecha tira, l'rabois talmid chachamim, that even a Talmud Chacham has to have your shemayim. He can't hide behind his Torah and not have your Shema. But that's, of course, not the Pashup shot. But I heard a tremendous shot from my Rebbe, Rab Gifter Zitzal, in the name of the Vinuter Rav, Rab Ezra Altshuler Zitzal, who wrote the Sefer Tikkun Ezra, I believe, on Masechta Me'ila. So Rab Ezra Altshuler, who was such a tremendous goy, and Reb Gifter said that he said, we have to look up a Gemara. So Reb Gifter went to get it for him. He said, no. And in the air, he started going through the Daf and Gemara, and here it is, Chulin, whatever Daf it was, and he found it in the air. That's what a great goy he was. So Reb Ezra Altshuler said that he asked the question, couldn't Shimon Amsuni have figured out the S the rabbis? He was stuck. This one S was the question on his whole thesis. So couldn't he have figured out what Rabbi Akiva figured, S Hashem Kachatira, even Talmid Chachamim are included? So the answer is no. That it was Rabbi Akiva who saw that Shimon Amsuni was ready to throw away his entire life's work. His search for truth was so strong. His emes lamitoi, if I have one question, I'm not going to try to fetch in that it includes a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Akiva said just the opposite. If you're on such a level, that shows that there is someone you can be marbet Hashem. So Rabbi Akiva, who saw Shimon,
Shimon Hamsoni act in such a way? His search for truth was so strong. He said, "Ask Hashem lekechatira l'rabois talmidei chachamim, that even a talmid chacham has to be mara rabach mara shemayim." And if you'd like to see this word inside, you can see it in an OU publication called the Daf HaKashrus, Volume Gimel, Number 10, Page 19, entitled "The Truth, the Whole Truth, and Nothing But the Truth."